We sit down to eat, and the potato's a bit hot, so I only put a little bit on my fork, and I blow, till it's cool, just cool, then into the mouth, nice. And there's my brother, he's doing the same, into the mouth, nice. And there's my mum, she's doing the same, into the mouth, nice. But my dad, what does he do? He stuffs a great big chunk of potato into his mouth, then that really does it. His eyes pop out, he flaps his hands, he blows, he puffs, he yells, he bobs his head up and down, he spits a potato all over his plate, and he turns to us and he says, "Watch out, everybody, the potato's really hot."
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
We're glad you could come along to Knowledge Box.
Thank
you. We asked you to bring along a performance poem, and you chose Hot Food. Why did you choose this one?
It's one of my favourite poems because, first of all, it's true. It is exactly what used to happen when I was at home. And then I really love performing it. I love acting out the mealtime with me, my brother and my mum. And it was exactly like that. That's what used to happen. My dad is like he hadn't noticed that we were all blowing on our food. And it was like my dad. I think it was the time when I first discovered that my dad didn't know everything. When I perform it, I'm actually remembering this moment really clearly in my mind.
Do you find that a poem changes when you perform it rather than read it privately?
Oh, yes. Every time I perform it, it will change because you've got an audience, a different audience. So when I performed it for you here today in a television studio, it comes out one way. In front of an audience, I might have to wait for things. I'm looking at the way people are reacting. Sometimes people will start, sometimes when I've been there, people start doing the actions at the same time as I am. I mean, I don't know why, but they do.
Does performing your poem help you develop it while you're writing it?
Yeah, sometimes what I think I'm doing, when I'm writing, I'm actually bearing in mind how I'll perform it. Yeah? I'm trying to write a jokey little poem at the moment about, you know that silly little thing that goes, Adam and Eve and Pinch Me went down to the river to bathe, Adam and Eve got drowned, who do you think was saved? Do you know that little poem? And then you're supposed to say, pinch me, and then then you get pinched, you see. That's the thing. And I'm trying to write something about that, like, how can I put it? So somebody's trying to guess how it, what would happen if it really was like that in the Bible. You know, there was Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and there was also this bloke called Pinch Me.
Yeah.
All right, well, while I'm writing it, I'm trying to think, how would I perform that, you see? And that's how I do it, onto the page. Adam and Eve and Pinch Me. Maybe Pinch Me's hiding behind the tree.
When you perform a poem, do you find that it's different every time?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. It'll never be the same because every audience is different. Every place that you are different. You might feel different that day. You might have had a horrible train journey, so you might be a bit down, or you might be very cheery. There might be somebody in the audience who maybe knows my dad, and so I kind of play it to them because they know my dad, and sort of I'll act it out like my dad. And they go, ha ha, yeah, it's just like your dad. So it'll change every single time, yeah.
Thank you for coming, Michael.
Thank you. Nice to see you.